From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back, and congratulations on for your daughter's college graduation.
Yes, we were really thrilled. It was great to watch her get her diploma. You know what I missed last week because I was so busy with commencement stuff? I missed the puzzle. So for me, and obviously for everybody, you'll have to repeat the challenge that you gave to our listeners.
All right. Well, I said take the 16 letters of The Conversations, which is the title of a book by Michael Ondaatje, and I said rearrange them into a 4x4 double word square with four uncapitalized words reading across and four different uncapitalized words reading down. And I would like to acknowledge the help of Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com, for finding the square for me.
And what was your answer?
The answer is in one direction, vein, V-E-I-N, acre, A-C-R-E, shot, S-H-O-T, and tons, T-O-N-S, making vast, echo, iron, and nets in the other direction.
Do you want to know how hard this challenge was, Will?
I knew it was going to be hard.
This is so hard that we received just close to 250 correct entries. That was a small number for the kind of entries that we get. But nonetheless, there were 250 correct entries, and our randomly chosen winner is Sten Crissy from Seattle, Washington. Hi, Sten.
Hello.
What a great name. Where'd you get the name Sten?
Sten is my mother's maiden name.
Now, you live in Seattle, and I understand you have a nice job out there.
Yeah, I'm a retail florist and enjoy it a lot. Dad started our company in 1942.
Wow. Now, how'd you solve this puzzle?
I decided that the best way to get at it would be to list all the letters and then on a piece of paper and then chop them up into kind of Scrabble tiles, and then I just moved them around and didn't get to start until Wednesday evening, and then Thursday morning at a table at a restaurant, I spread out my little Scrabble tiles, and it worked out.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like you're a perfect person to play the puzzle with me today, because I feel a little bit logy. Are you ready?
I am, but I'll be looking for lots of help.
No, Sten, so will I. All right, Will, what do you have for us today?
All right, Sten and Leanne, every answer today is a word that's an anagram containing two or more L's. For example, if I said a dab, D-A-B, plus L-L, you would say ballad. All right, number one is a rod, R-O-D, plus L-L.
Oh, let's see.
I'll give you a hint. The first letter is D.
Droll.
No, you need A also. Six letters. A rod plus L-L.
Oh, A rod. I'm doing the same thing he's doing.
Dollar?
Dollar, is it?
All right.
Number two is a fro, F-R-O plus L-L.
Okay, and with an A.
And the first letter is F.
Okay.
And keep in mind that the L's do not necessarily have to appear together.
Okay.
Oh, you should know this.
Oh, yeah, you should get this one, Sten.
Close.
Close. You need the adjective.
Floral.
Yeah.
Floral, is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Well done.
A rye, R-Y-E, plus L-L. And your first letter is R. And I might say this one's really not so hard.
Oh, you might say. All right, R.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's why I said it's really not so hard.
Oh, thanks, Will.
All right, now, here we involve three L's. Try this. A buy, B-U-Y, plus L-L-L.
Lullaby?
Lullaby.
Oh, good job.
Didn't need a hint on that one. How about a bow, B-O-W, plus L-L-L? And the answer would describe a kind of bid.
Oh.
Well, my answer starts with L.
O.
O is the next one, uh-huh.
Low ball.
Yeah.
Low ball, good.
All right.
A low ball bid, I think that would be a solid word.
Sure.
And your last one, a brig, B-R-I-G. Plus L-L-L.
Right.
Your first letter is B.
B.
Someone you might see running at a tennis match.
Oh, ball girl.
Ball girl, is it?
There we go.
That was the last one, right?
That's it.
These really hurt.
I figured if Sten could solve that word square, he could get these anagrams.
And he did really, really well. Yeah, anagrams are tough, but Sten, you were terrific.
Well, thanks. This was a lot of fun doing it.
It sure is. We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, as well as the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. What's your public radio station, Stan?
Well, in Seattle, we support two excellent NPR stations. We have KPLU and KUOW.
Ooh, and I love that verb support. Very nicely done. Sten Crissy from Seattle, Washington, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
Well, thanks to you both.
All right.
Thank you.
Will, what's the next puzzle that our listeners can now work on?
Well, it comes from listener Brandon Rogers of Yelm, Washington. Think of a word to which you can add the letter B at the end, B as in boy, to get a synonym of itself. These are both common words and pretty tight synonyms of each other. So again, a word to which you can add the letter B at the end to get a synonym of itself. What word is it?
Okay, if you know, let us know. Put that answer in an email. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner, because you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.